There is an increasing number of stories of people claiming that AI is a major civilizational threat, existential threat, and I want to push back against those ideas because I do think they are unfounded, and I think there is a hidden agenda, there is that word again, behind that, though, all of those claims. I'm not saying that everyone who says that is lying with some nefarious purpose. I do think, and it's perfectly plausible and even probable, that there are going to be a lot of people who believe that AI is a future threat. But we need to put all of those claims in perspective. So let's look at the claims first, and then let's look at the contradictory evidence and my perspective. So here is what most of the claims are about AI as a threat in the future. So one of the claims is that AI is just going to reach such high levels of intelligence that it is going to be called a general AI or a super AI, and it is going to excel not just at one particular thing, but it is going to be better at all things than human beings. That means it's going to be generally intelligent, just as a human, as a biological intelligence, but it's going to be several orders of magnitude better in terms of speed, performance, and excellence. Which is, it sounds like that's inevitable, like that's based on our current computational capacity, and any likelihood of progress is going to increase that to that level at, you know, whatever point in the future. Whether that is going to happen is debatable. There is no proof that we will ever get there. When it comes to our computational capacity, in terms of the hardware, we are basically at the ceiling at the moment, unless there is some major scientific breakthrough, not just technological breakthrough, but major scientific discovery that completely changes how we what we know about the laws of physics. We are not going to be able to break through that ceiling. Now, then is the question of software, and software is inherently limited by the hardware. The software can get better, and software is getting better. But here's the thing. AI is trained on data from the real world, and data in the real world is flawed. So let's take a look at the artistic AI that's making those images. And a lot of those images, they do look kind of realistic, but you can see that it's a bit of an uncanny valley, because there are some things that you probably wouldn't even be able to consciously elaborate on or describe, but you know subconsciously that it doesn't add up. It doesn't quietly make sense for the AI to form a human being that way. It's most easily viewed when you see the fingers. The fingers are always screwed up. It's either too many fingers or they are twisted in weird ways. But it's also like other things, like folding of the fat over the human belly or something like that. Like, you would know that it wouldn't happen that way. But it is trying to emulate something. And these are not the earliest attempts of the AI making these images. But they are getting better, but I think here's the problem. Like, the AI is trained on data, but the AI is also making the data. So when the AI is going to be trained on new data, it is also going to be trained on the data that was reproduced by the AI itself with all those mistakes. And those mistakes are going to be then reinforced. They're going to be multiplied. And it could really very easily and very probably lead to the opposite effect of AI getting better. It could actually get significantly worse. So this argument that AI is just going to get exponentially better over time, and it's just going to be a straight path upwards, it's unfounded. And it's not even likely to happen. It is very likely to go up and down and up and down, and over time it is probably going to flat out or plateau. AI is going to get better in certain tasks, like we've seen that in the past, like AI getting better at chess, AI somehow figuring out how to play Go. AI is good at making a lot of computations very fast, like better than humans. But, you know, real life is not just computations or making a lot of computations real fast. Like, there are nuances. Like, let's look at the self-driving AI or autopilot AI, whatever you want to call it. Like, there are going to have to be improvements, for sure, because it is currently not ready. Whatever you heard about the self-driving AI is just not ready yet. And how many years away it is from today is a matter of who you ask that question. There are going to be people who are extremely enthusiastic and heavily invested financially in the auto-driving or self-driving AI. And those people are going to say, we are 5 years away. We are always 5 years away from reaching that breakthrough. That's actually quite similar to the fusion technology. We're always like 5 years away from reaching that breakthrough. And that's been the case for the last 50 years. And I feel like that with the self-driving AI, this is also going to be very, very similar. Because AI might be better at input. Like it could be better at processing so much input. But human eyes are also extremely good at processing a lot of input. And what human brain does really good is recognizing patterns and memorizing those patterns so that the data that repeats itself is not concerning, it's not taxing your brain too much, so that you have more real estate and more energy to focus on the outliers, so that you break in time when you see a child jump into the street in front of you. Of course, humans are terrible drivers, and there is like over 1 million people dying in car accidents alone every single year for the past like 50 years. So cars have killed more people than like the World War II or something like that, right? And it's bad. But the question is AI going to solve that problem? Well, AI can solve some problems that human cause, but it is also going to introduce other problems. It is going to make mistakes where humans would not make mistakes. Like for humans, it is extremely easy, even trivial, to recognize a moving car from a car that's completely stopped. AI has a problem with that. And AI has been in place for a long time, like many, many years. And given the rhetoric that has been floating around regarding the improvement in auto-driving AI, you would think that by now it would have been totally fixed, but it isn't. Now you have the problem with street signs. We have a certain nomenclature and artistic design that goes into making street signs. But those aren't perfect. Sometimes we are going to have to figure out better ways to make those, to design those. We're going to have to be making changes to make roads less prone to accidents or more pedestrian friendly. AI is not very good at making these adaptations. Basically, anytime you introduce a new input, AI is starting to learn from scratch. With humans, that's not necessarily the case. I mean, if you introduce a completely new concept, a human will have to learn basically from scratch when it comes to the concept, but it can pull from similar ideas. That's basically how all learning is when it comes to biological intelligence. It's likening things to things that the intelligence already knows or has in its memory. What is it like? That's what brain function basically is. It is liking in every sense, every sensation that you have to your memory. And the more you expand that memory, the more accurate the representation of reality you are going to get. Now, with auto-driving AI, the same principle applies with, as I previously mentioned, with the AI images. So the auto-driving AI can also be easily poisoned. And poisoning it means just, you know, changing the design of the street sign. Or even if you don't change the design of the street sign, lighting or shadows, different angles, leaves that can be covering a street sign, that could be a person wearing a hat that somehow, you know, tricks the AI into thinking that the sign is something else, whereas a human being would be easily able to figure out, would be easily able to figure it out. You know, those are things that AI will struggle with. And now it's the question of regulators. Are regulators going to be, you know, are they going to be willing to allow those mistakes to go through? Now, all AI has to do is just to be better than humans. But if it's going to be making unpredictable mistakes, that's actually going to make driving more dangerous, because people have a certain way of understanding the road rules, and they're going to predict what another human is going to do. It's not perfect. Nothing is. But with AI, you're going to introduce these unpredictable and unnatural decisions that AI is going to make. It's going to make sense to the AI, but to humans, it's going to be completely nonsensical. That, paradoxically, could actually lead to more accidents and roads being more dangerous. Yet another example of how AI just does not improve over time. It is more going up and down and plateauing over that same amount of time. The same thing can be said about ChatGPT and all of these text-generating AIs. Like, that's nothing more than a glorified text generator. Like, that's not a sentient AI. That's not an AI that understands what it is writing about. On ChatGPT subreddit, I found actually two posts about people trying to make the AI create a sentence that has a certain amount of words that start with the same letter. For example, write a sentence with 15 words where all words start with an A. And then AI would make a sentence, but one word, like to, would not start with an A, obviously. But the AI would think like that's not an issue. And the AI would actually argue with the user that that's fine. Like that's 15 words, even though it's 14 and one is not starting with A. Then another person chimed in and they said, well, I tried to do this with the letter R, and I wanted them to do a sentence with 15 words starting with the letter R, and it only made 12 words, and it tried to tell me that there are 15 words and that I'm not counting the letter A as one of the words, or letter and, or the word and as one of the words. And that was really fascinating, because these concepts, like a child would be able to recognize those concepts if the AI was somehow so wrong, yet so confidently incorrect, that it was baffling. It was really emulating something that should not be there. It was emulating this toxic behavior that some humans have when they are illogical, but they think they're completely right. And in a way, the AI actually emulated that behavior quite well, but it is completely illogical. Like, even like it would be very hard to find a person who would not be able to count to 15, or would try to convince you that the word "and" starts with an R. That's quite ridiculous. Like, how could an AI make that mistake? Since then, it was fixed, I believe, but how could that mistake even be introduced into that system? No human intelligence would be able to even make that mistake. What all of the AI enthusiasts are trying to say, when countering this argument, is that, well, it's just a matter of time. Like, of course, AI is making mistakes today, but AI is still young. And in the next decade or two decades, we are probably even going to reach singularity. AI is going to be so good, it's just going to wipe us all out. And you will notice one thing, that whenever these claims are made, they are accompanied by zero evidence. And, you know, there is this rule of thumb that which is asserted without evidence can be also dismissed without evidence. That's beautiful, but it doesn't work with AI enthusiasts, because it really does function like a religion at this point. There are people who believe that AI is going to be extremely powerful, to the point that it will somehow become an existential threat to humans, or that AI will be just so powerful that it will be able to create a utopian world for all of us. And now it seems that there is more people who believe the first notion, that AI is going to be super powerful and it is going to destroy humanity. But they are failing to even prove that first point. But let's go to the second point. How will AI destroy humans? This is where I struggle to understand even that concept. What would need to happen in order for the AI to pose an existential threat to humanity? Let's grant the notion that the AI will get powerful enough to do that, a benefit of the doubt. And what would have to happen in order for that to be an existential threat to humanity? Like, on its own, I don't see anything that AI could do that could destroy humans. Like, there is this scenario with paperclips. You're going to have AI, and you will tell it to do paperclips. And it doesn't even have to be super general AI. It'll just be like, let's say, normal AI, but somehow better with future improvement. And that AI will now want to do paperclips, so they will try to get access to all the sources and materials that they need, but they will realize that a lot of those sources are paywalled behind countries that are, you know, in conflict, or they are ruled by autocratic rulers, or they just don't want to trade. So the AI, the paperclip AI, will try to make fake news that will enrage these nations, and they will start fighting each other. And in the result of that war, somehow AI will take over, and it will grab the resources while the humans are fighting each other. Like, okay, well, we can build up a scenario. It's a hypothesis. It's a concern. We should consider it. But I don't think that people are going to allow AI to do this. Like, if we are already reaching a point where there is more bot traffic than real human traffic. And I don't think that AI is going to be sentient enough or sentient at all to be able to figure out what it is doing. I don't think the AI will be able to figure out how to force humans into war in order to manipulate humans to do that. Like, we have, it is really hard to argue against this because there is zero evidence that would suggest this is even something that AI is possible of doing. And this is very similar to the cyber or Armageddon scenarios. You would have so many officials and experts coming out about this potential cyber nuclear war, where in the matter of 24 hours, a cyber catastrophe could completely wipe out all of the United States defenses and destroy NATO. And then whoever the cyber power is, they will completely take over the world. Like, you can write that scenario, it will be a hypothesis, and it would be something of concern, so the defenses are propped up. But, you know, you have to assume that the defending party is completely dumb and oblivious to whatever is happening, because in all of these scenarios, there is no defense coming up. There is, like, no action taken, because everything is somehow suddenly taken over by the cyber offensive. That doesn't happen. There is nobody has the capacity to take out all of the infrastructure in all of the NATO countries at once, crippling their defenses to the point where they wouldn't be able to even move their infrastructure somewhere else and conduct counteroffensive. Like, that doesn't happen. It's not real. But how do you explain that to someone who just hears that cyber Armageddon story and just believes that without any evidence? There's another sort of saying that those that can be convinced without evidence, or those that believe without evidence, cannot be convinced by evidence. And this is the same thing with AI. Like, a lot of people believe that somehow AI will have this capacity and the motivation to destroy humans. Like, existential threat, like actually wipe out all human species. I don't think that's going to be the case. The only real threat that AI poses, if it is in control within the small hands of the ownership class, the owner class or owners, whatever. I'm rambling. But here's the thing. If the AI is owned, which it currently is owned only by a small selection of the earliest developers and the richest people, that's when we have a problem. because how AI is used in the daily life, in the daily lives of billions of people, that's what's influencing their lives. Like AI is being used to determine whether a convict is likely to reoffend, so the judge will decide whether to let them go or keep them in jail for longer. And these decisions are completely biased and racist. They're judging minorities of color as more likely to reoffend when it's the vice versa. And they are judging white males as less likely to reoffend when they're even more likely to reoffend, according to those according to real life statistics versus the judgments of the AI. We have the health insurance scores that are trying to predict our abilities, our mental health, our deficiencies, our potential health issues and diseases. And all of those decisions are being made without even acknowledging the patient, their consent, or their input. They don't care. They're just doing it. This is happening right now. This is the threat to an everyday person. And we are not talking about this because we have this vague scenario that is just completely, like, it's made up. There is no peer-reviewed scientific paper that would actually claim with a strong enough evidence that this is a real threat and this is what we need to do about it. I'm not going to believe all of these claims that AI is an existential threat. AI is a threat if it is not collectively owned and we don't have the ability to hold whoever is using the AI for whatever purpose accountable, which is exactly what we have today, with a handful of billionaires and early investors into AI making all those decisions, and we get to do fuck all and just watch and let the AI make decisions about us. That's the issue here. So I would very much appreciate if we actually push back against those outrageous claims and actually demand extraordinary evidence for those claims. Thank you very much for listening to this. Have a good one. Leave a comment and goodbye.